Hi there, everybody. Welcome to Success Hackers. This is Barbara Rosgoni, and I am the CEO of Corey West Media and the blogger at Wired PR Works. I'm here with my co-host today, Jeff Willinger. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Barb. It is great to be back. I work for Rightpoint. I'm what you call a social business evangelist, consultant, strategist, helping companies figure out how to communicate better internally, generally using Microsoft Stack and Salesforce.com. And I've got to tell you, we've been doing this now for a number of weeks. I'm about as excited as I've ever been having a guest today. I don't know if Barry Moltz remembers this, but I think that Barry worked at Whitman Hart a million years ago. And I think that if you did, that is where originally I met you.
Wow, so that's a long time ago. That's a blast from the past there, Jeff.
I know.
I worked there for a year before I was fired, so yeah.
Actually, I hope that wasn't a touchy subject. That is how long I've actually met you, you know, way back when. So there's so many things that I want to ask you today. Obviously, what you're currently doing, but favorite thing is ask people like you, how do you transform yourself? I mean, basically, you're still in consulting work, but, you know, to be honest with you, you were sort of our inspiration or our inspiration, part of mine, to start a podcast because I see how you completely, you started from ground zero and you built it up to, I don't know, 15,000. I'm not sure how many listeners you have, but.
Yeah, about 80,000 we get about a week.
80,000.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like two or three small towns.
Yeah,
wow.
And people say to me, well, Barry, how do you get 80,000 people to listen to your webcast? I said, well, first of all, you start with 6 years ago with no one listening, right? You got to
mm-hmm.
do it a little bit at a time. And people say, well, how do you get, like, you know, folks like Microsoft and the UPS store, how do you get them to sponsor your podcast? How do you get on a real radio station? I said, well, again, you start with nobody listening. And so I think, Jeff and Barbara, I'm actually on episode, like, 325.
Wow.
So you got to build it one step at a time. I think so many times, you know, people don't realize that overnight success takes about 5 or 7 years.
Oh, I love that, Barry. You are so quotable. I love that.
So true.
So, I mean, you were at IBM, Whitman Hart. How do you go from that to this?
Well,
and
you
again,
know,
I know it's been a number of years.
Yeah, you know, I it's interesting because, you know, I left. I was IBM. I thought I was going to be president of IBM. I got there out of college, and then I went to go work for Bob Bernard at Whitman Hart because I was inspired, you know, by how he had started a company. And then after a year in the early 90s, when he fired me, I said, you know, I can do this myself. And so, you know, my story where, you know, I'd gone into business and kicked out of business and finally sold my last business. But, you know, I really wanted to make a difference on my own terms to see if I could be successful with my passion, really build something on my own. And I didn't realize the journey, though, was going to have so many ups and downs as it did. And my wife didn't realize that either when she married me in 1991.
So, you know, when you thought to do your podcast, for example, what was, you know, again, you just thought, hey, you know what, I've got some interesting things. I'm going to call up my network, get my network involved,
right,
start asking them interesting questions, and hopefully people will tune in.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you go and you start saying, right, who do I know that's really interesting? So I actually, my first podcast I ever did, I started with Scott Jordan, who is the founder of Scotty Best. And a long time ago, 10 years ago, he was one of my first clients. And so Scott was my first guest. And then my second guest, I go, Scott, who do you know? He goes, you know, there's another guy on my board. His name is Hans Klopp. He's actually the founder of North Face. I think that he would interview with you. So then I interviewed Hans Klopp, and it just kind of started from there.
Wow. So that's how the door started opening.
And we used to do one guest, and now we do, you know, one guest for 15 minutes, and now we do, you know, six guests in an hour. So, again, I think what people have to understand is that most any venture you set out to, you really got to start doing it piece by piece. A lot of times we hear about these big splashes that folks have made in small business industry, but they don't understand all the building blocks that actually went into it.
Right.
And Barry, what else besides the podcast? I remember you being affiliated with American Express Small Business. Tell me, first of all, how you got that, and if you're still affiliated, and some tips around that to stay affiliated or not be affiliated with them.
Yeah, so I actually got that through referral. I've been working with them probably for 3 years at American Express Open Forum. And some, one of the writers there referred me because they were looking for folks to write articles. And again, it's just like anything else. You start your own blog. You start writing content. Other people, you ask other people, well, can I post things on your blog? And then people start to notice, and fairly soon people say, okay, I want you to write for my company, and I'm willing to pay for that. And so I've written for American Express and Forbes. There was just something that I just did for Facebook. I do a lot of stuff for Nextiva, the UPS store, Staples. And so it just kind of builds from there, working for a large lot of corporations that need small business content to show that they really do can help the small business besides just selling their product or service.
That's amazing. And would you say, basically, it sounds like it was word of mouth, because I mean, I know you're a tenacious guy, but you're not knocking on doors, it doesn't sound like.
No, I you know, some of it's word of mouth, but a lot of it is, and today, one of the best ways you can really get involved, I'm trying to target large corporations that have small business owners as their customers. I get involved in their social media feed, and so I start to learn about what the company's really talking about, so I set up a special, you know, list on Twitter or a group on Facebook and start to get involved. And then also I get them on my radio show, and then I start to meet the executives in the company, and you start to form relationships. Now, these relationships take years to form. It's not like you say, okay, I'm going to meet this vice president over at Microsoft, and all of a sudden you've got all this business from Microsoft. It does take a long time to start these relationships.
So, Barry, I have a question for you. I'm always amazed at how much you do, and I really – I don't know if this is, I think, one Barry Maltz we're talking to today. I think there must be like
exactly.
six or ten Barry Maltzes, because it's crazy. I mean, you just seem to be everywhere. You've got so much energy, and whenever I see you, it's like, you know, sparks are flying. It's very exciting, but how do you do it?
Well, you have two kids in college. It really motivates you a lot.
Yeah. That's true.
That's what it does. I think that you have to be incredibly organized. I have a couple of people that work with me as assistants, but I think it's also very important. I know that, Jeff, you're involved in this as well. You really have to have a process in your whole sales and marketing service thing, and you can use something like Salesforce. I use Infusionsoft, whatever it is, so you can in your business seem larger than life because you're constantly touching all of these kinds of folks. And you have to think about what kind of tools, what kind of people that can help me that really can get you leverage in your business.
Yeah, that's a great point. I actually look at Barry very similar to myself. EnterCoin, an American Express competitor, you sort of have to be like Visa. You sort of have to be everywhere to almost everyone. So, and you've really done an amazing job at that. And, yes, being organized is definitely a huge key to one of your successes. Anything else that you could attribute to? Again, I think of your tenacity, but I mean, you never.
I think you have to very narrowly focus what you're doing. I mean, I think people say, so what do you do? And so probably 3 or 4 years ago, I focused really on, I'll have small business owners get unstuck. I don't necessarily work with startups. I work with people that are around for 3 or 5 or 10 years. Their business isn't quite where they thought it would be. So how do you get unstuck? You really have to think about what are the pain points you're going to address. And people say, so what do? You can say it in one sentence. I think it's very important to focus. And that's very dangerous. It's very difficult for a lot of small business owners because they're so desperate for some kind of income. So they become mm-hmm. everything to everybody. And if you're everything to everybody, you know this, Barb, in your own business, then mm-hmm. you're nobody to no one.
Yeah, that's it.
Talk about another
deluded.
Great quote.
Yeah,
sorry,
exactly.
Barb.
They wind up getting diluted, and, yeah, they wind up going nowhere. So, and when you look at all the different things you're doing to promote your business, I'm a big fan of marketing and PR, as you know. How would you say the podcast fits into what you're doing? Is it like a leader, or is there one? When we're thinking about small business people and our listeners, what kind of avenues would you recommend that are really effective for marketing and PR?
Well, any time that you can get your expertise out there, then you can benefit from it. So for me, I actually have a face for radio. So the radio medium actually works really well for me. I have another friend, Mike McAllowitz, who is fantastic on television. So he's constantly doing any kind of videos. you may be a great writer. Anytime you can get your thought leadership out there, and again, it's not about selling people stuff. It's about creating relationships with them. We're so quick to sell people. You got to create a relationship with them so they'll think of you when they're ready to buy. Stop selling your stuff and tell people how you can help them. That's really the key part.
That sounds great. And then I know another thing you do a lot of is speaking. So you talked about relationships. I don't know that you really answered my question about one marketing tool. So we talked about the podcast, but with speaking, how has speaking really helped your career? And what tips would you give to our listeners who are interested in reaching a market as a speaker?
Well, let me go back to your other question then, Barb, because I definitely want to answer your questions. Whatever way, for me, the podcast works out really well because it's a way for me to get what I believe, what my thoughts are out to the public. Some people may be more comfortable writing or speaking or something like that, so you've got to pick your avenue. If you want to be a speaker, what you really need to do is you have to go speak. You know, there's another quotable thing that I learned from the National Speakers Association. They always say, speakers speak. You can't call yourself a speaker unless you're really in front of people probably at least two or three times a month speaking. And so whatever it takes really to do that, first you have to speak for free, then you speak for just expenses, then you speak for $250, then $500, then $5,000, and then you speak for $50,000. But it takes time to build that up. But like anything else, Barb, you've got to practice this kind of thing, because unless you write a lot, you can't call yourself a writer. Unless you speak, you can't call yourself a speaker.
Barry, I'm bowing down to you. I'm sitting here on a beach chair, but I'm bowing down to you. I'm with you. I guess that makes me a speaker because I speak at least three or four times a month. And following that exact your model that you just laid out, the exact same thing. So really great advice.
Right. Yeah, I just love what you do. And I think so what would you say, like we're kind of coming up to the end of the first quarter here in 2015. What do you see for small businesses that are the biggest opportunities this year? What are they doing that they aren't doing yet, but maybe they should be doing?
You know, I actually have really no idea on the trends, because I always think, Barb, if we identify what the trends are, then really we're behind them. We've missed it. But I think one of the things that small businesses can take more advantage of is that the entire virtual workforce, you know, the whole nature of work has really changed. We can be, as Chris Brogan said, we can work anywhere, any when, right? And so you can take advantage of resources that are everywhere in the entire world. You can get the best person, and you can get part of their time. You don't have to hire someone full-time. You can get them as a freelance. And I think that's an incredible advantage for a small business owner to be able to get great resources anywhere in the world for a fraction of what it costs to hire someone full-time. So I think the time has never been better for small business owners really go out there and get the people or resources they actually need to be successful.
Boy, Barry, that completely piggybacks on my major go-tos, and it's really about creating the digital workplace. Exactly.
Right.
You just mentioned companies are trying to get their arms around. How do we do this? How do we get people off? I'm sure you remember when email first came out, and people said, whoa, I'm not going to email it. I'm still going to fax it or snail mail it or walk it up 5 flights of stairs. But now, how do we get people off of email and onto something more collaborative, you know, a portal or an intranet? I mean, obviously, that's what I do for a living, so I like where you're going with that.
Well, I would recommend people reading a great book by a local Chicago entrepreneur named Jason Fried, and he wrote a book called Remote, which really has some good tools in there that talk about how do you really work with people that are remotely. Because, Jeff, as you said, you've got to be able to have the tools to be able to collaborate when people are in different places. You've got to build the culture online, not a culture in a physical space.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's a great way for them to test out. You know, you can try and see if you want to see how something would work. You can try it kind of like on a sample basis before you really invest in a full-time employee or you decide you're going to go in that division. So that's how I run my business. I like to have, you know, what I call Hollywood casting. I bring different people in for different jobs. So I have different abilities.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you have to get comfortable with working with people that aren't in front of you in the same room, especially as the boss, right? We really have to get into this idea of results-oriented work environment, ROW, which was popular many years ago, that it's the results that count. It doesn't mean just because I can't see you working doesn't mean you're working. You're not working.
Good point.
Wow. You know, sadly, we are right at our time together, Barry. I know time flies, but like you had mentioned earlier, crawl, walk, run. You know, Barb and I started this about a month and a half ago, and we're sticking with around 15 minutes, give or take. And, you know, again, the whole idea is to, you know, talk to entrepreneurs like yourself, talk to successful people and how they got there. And, you know, this was truly one of my favorite interviews. So thank you so much for being a guest for us.
Thanks so much. And, Barb, I think I look forward to having you on the radio show in the coming week.
Yeah, thank you, Barry. And I think about that time we had you and Carol Roth speak at Social Media Club Chicago, and I said, I said, look at them now. If you can get a lunch date with them in the next couple months, do it, because they're going to take off and fly. And just congratulations on all your success. Every time I check in with you, it's like, wow. And when I see you online, I know you're so busy, but you always are a friend. And I think a lot of people feel that way about you. I just really appreciate and admire your relationship building. It's something, if people haven't met Barry before, I think you would really enjoy listening to him, reading his blog. And Barry, do you want to give us the URL they can find you at?
Sure. You can just go to my name. It's www.barrymoltz.com, B-A-R-R-Y-M-O-L-T-Z.com.
Okay.